Hi, this is Scott Farrell. Welcome to Modern Family Rules Podcast, where we teach you how to build relationships that rock. Either it be family, blended family, step family, whatever you want to call it. This is episode 7. If you're keeping track, today's episode is, do you really have vision when all you can see is the Jersey Shore? You know, my discussion today is why vision is so important to the future of your kids and our society as a whole. Now, trust me, I've got a point to all this and why I named it this. When I was doing the research for this podcast, I looked up the top 10 reality shows on TV in the United States, and here's what I found. Number 10 was Dancing with the Stars, 9, 16 and Pregnant, 8, Keeping Up with the Kardashians, 7, Top Shelf, 6, Jersey Shore, 5, The Real Housewives, and that includes New Jersey, New York, Miami, LA, Orange County. Number 4 was American Idol, 3, Survivor, 2, Amazing Race, and number 1 was So You Think You Can Dance. Now, I want to go back. Just in case you didn't catch the name in the episode title or podcast title, Jersey Shore is a reality TV show in the U.S., and it's currently number 6 in popularity. You know, if you watch, you know, any of this show, you'll know one thing. It's an hour that's packed full of profanity, sex, folks with absolutely no reason to be famous or on TV, and they have absolutely no discernible talent, a lower level thinking capacity, and the me factor to the 1 millionth power, all wrapped up in 1 hour of excitement. So that's Jersey Shore. Now I want to go back to the other shows. 9, 16 and Pregnant. Here's what's happening in the United States. That's one of the probably most popular shows on the MTV network. I saw a study in the United States. We had 3,500 girls intentionally get pregnant at the age of 16 to fill 3 slots on a TV show. Well, what that is that's pathetic. Number 8, Keeping Up with the Kardashians. Talking about no talent, no reason to be famous, no morals. All they do is use profanity and have gratuitous sex. Yeah, that's what I want my kids watching. Real Housewives, same thing. I've watched every one of those episodes of each city to do behavior studies. Again, gratuitous sex, absolutely no morals. All they are is wrapped up in what is now, what is happening, very superficial worlds. And they all hate each other, and all they do is cuss and yell at each other. Again, why are these shows so popular? Why? Here's why. Because people lack vision. The only people that have any vision right now are TV producers because they know how to make money. So they're feeding off people throughout our country and the world that lack any vision for themselves. You know, and unfortunately, I'm having to talk about society as a whole. We've got a society right now in the United States that would rather watch other people live instead of going out and living their lives. So it's much easier to sit on the couch for an hour, watch a show like Jersey Shore, but not go out and live your own life. You know, God has told us throughout time, throughout history, and in the Bible, without vision, my people will perish. And unfortunately, in the United States, currently, that is coming true. If you look at it, our educational system is number 15 in the world of industrialized nations. Violence is up. Now, I know it can't compare with Old Testament violence. That was the word of the day. Unwed mothers and the rates of unwed pregnancies are skyrocketing like a rocket launcher in this country. God's been stripped from our schools, and real men sightings are about as common as the Easter Bunny. Why? Because our society has no vision of the future. We're only looking right here, right now, microwave success. It's time for families to step up and give our kids a reason to respect good grades, respect hard work, respect their elders, fear and serve God, and love each other and learn that glory comes from God, not microwave fame that disappears as fast as it comes. Now, how do you do all this? One thing. It's kind of like in City Slickers when Curly tells him one thing. Time. Spend time with your kids. Let them know why all the things I just covered, respect, education, love, hard work, fearing and serving God are important. Time. Unplug the TV set. Stop all the crazy activities. get away from the reality TV, and live your lives. You know, I felt very fortunate to have grown up in the 60s and 70s. Why? We had three channels. They all went off at 12 o'clock. We didn't have VCRs yet. We really didn't have calculators, no computers. We had to distract ourselves through time or conversation. And it gave me an opportunity to spend a lot of time with my childhood brothers, as I call them, growing up, the guys from my neighborhood. We had to entertain ourselves. Time. Fathers, mothers, especially dads, take the TV away, take the games away, take the iPods away, take the cell phones away, and spend some time with your kids. It only takes one generation, absence of respect from one generation, to lose the next generations. That was a poll done by Barna. And we've got several pastors out teaching that throughout the world now. Time. In episode 8, I'm actually going to address the issue of time. Thank you so much for joining me today with Modern Family Rules. You can subscribe to my podcast on iTunes. You also can connect with me on Facebook or website, modernfamilyrules.com. I always welcome your questions and comments. Until then, please keep your family's relationship rocking and in the right direction it needs to go. Take care.